When is comparison simply amazing?
This is the Daily Disturbance Podcast with Anthony Pangilinan.
Number one, when wisdom is gained, comparison can provide valuable insights, knowledge from observing others' experiences and approaches. This is the main approach I take as a consultant in the last almost 40 years, just gaining wisdom from others by comparing who they are relative to others. So wisdom gained is one reason why comparison can be good. The other one is the fact that it heightens motivation. We're going to go 20 now. Are you ready? Number two, seeing others' achievements can inspire and motivate you to set high goals and work harder, like in sports, like in this next marathon that I'm aiming to finish in good time. Number three, it encourages growth. Comparing yourself to others can push you to improve and grow in various aspects of your life. Like tonight, you know, I was looking at my son, Donnie, who just came from the workout room. And I said, what about me, son, free weights? Then we compared and we are encouraged. One, two, three, four, it nurtures empathy because you gain a deep understanding of others' challenges and triumphs. Wow, that's deep. When did you get this? It identifies strengths. Comparison helps you recognize those unique strengths and areas where you excel, and D, it triggers innovation. Not anxiety, not fear, but innovation. Seeing different perspectives can spark creativity and innovative thinking. That's why exposure trips, educational trips, even when we were young, field trips, really opened my mind to new ideas and opportunities. When it is, I is inspires adaptation, see people adapt and learn from those who are succeeding, are coping, are managing, and then it sparks gratitude. I love this. Comparing yourself to less fortunate situations can foster gratitude for what you have. That's why you spend time with people who are better than you and also who are less in a specific area. Then you strive to reach the other one as you are thankful for what you have that the other one does not. When it, keep going here, reinforces determination. That's next. Serving others' persistence and resilience can strengthen your determination. E, it enhances self-awareness. That's what comparison can do in a good way. See, you're able to see yourself in the light of what others are making you feel or what others are inspiring you to do. It also leads to self-reflection, which leads to revelation. Good comparison affirms progress. This is where you are at the moment. See, I ran tonight 100 meter uphill in intervals in preparation for the marathon. Last week I did 6. So I compare myself and I affirm progress. I don't even know what number anymore we are, but the next one is leverages support. Comparing experiences with others can lead to valuable support and advice. You also learn from mistakes. Comparing failures can offer lessons to avoid similar pitfalls in your journey. And this is why I love reading the Bible, because there's so many people who've done so many things that, wow, they went through that and still pleased the Lord. Learn from their mistakes. It yields inspiration. Of course, you are propelled forward. You want to reach beyond your grasp, Robert Browning, or what's heaven for? It acknowledges achievements. Celebrating others' accomplishments fosters a positive and supportive mindset. I'm happy for you, right? When you say this, I was sincerely happy for my daughter, knowing that she is running with me and she's doing really well, including Maricel, as they prepare for their respective races in September in Sydney. It measures progress. We kind of mentioned this earlier. It's a measuring tool to track your growth and development. So when you compare how you did last quarter in your performance management rating and how you're doing now, it truly can keep your feet on the ground as you see actual data measuring progress. It appreciates diversity, embracing differences through comparison fosters appreciation for the uniqueness of people around you. And finally, are we getting there? Not yet. Last three, it zeroes in on goals. You clarify your aspirations and set clear goals when you compare. You compare where you are now and where you had wanted to be, right? Your reality versus the vision. And because of that gap, you know, set goals as baby steps towards that vision. It illuminates opportunities when you compare. As I said, I've experienced this attending seminars and workshops and even international conferences. Wow, look at the possibilities. And finally, it navigates challenges. Comparing how others handled obstacles can guide you through your own challenges. If he did it, I can do it too. So today's acronym is what? When is comparison simply amazing? That's it. I just said it. When it is really amazing. God bless you as you avoid negative, unhealthy comparison consequences or approaches and embrace that which really is amazing. Have a great weekend.